Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, an important new book that uncovers the danger of activist judges and how they rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Theodore Dalrymple, a British physician who has spent his career in third world countries and among the underclass in London, has published a new book of essays that will make any thinking person think harder about the future of our culture. The book is called Our Culture, What's Left of It. Dr. Dalrymple's conclusions are based on his years of work ministering to the worst and the dullest of society. He sees daily the wreckage left by the sexual revolution, such as 12-year-old prostitutes in London, whom the medical journals carelessly describe as sex workers. The sexual revolution was not started by an oppressed minority, but by frauds such as Margaret Mead, who had no regard for the realities of human nature and whose theories reduced others to incredible degradation. Dr. Dalrymple is adamantly opposed to the legalization of drugs. He doubts that lower prices will reduce usage, and he notes that even if the government stops prosecuting illegal drugs, many private parties, such as businesses worried about tort liability, will have to step in and become the new watchdogs. Dalrymple tells how it is commonplace that drug addicts come in off the streets into the warm embrace of state-run hospitals in order to regain their health so they can go back and indulge their habits again after they get out. Dr. Dalrymple believes that the British government is a large part of the problem. The fact that the English have a blind faith in their government has led to a great reliance on bureaucracy. 40% of the British population today receives government money. That level of dependence on government prevents innovation by the private sector to solve problems. The social problems that Dr. Dalrymple addresses are the very ones America will probably have to face in the near future. Are we ready to deal with them? The name of this book is Our Culture, What's Left of It.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says gun control is being able to hit your target. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Are you ready for the bird flu? Because it is a-coming, ladies and gentlemen. It's on the way. I know so because the Bush administration has a plan all set for it. Took them 240 pages to get all this written down in black and white, but Bush is going to approve this national pandemic influenza response plan. It identifies more than 300 specific tasks for federal agencies. They're going to take care of us no matter what happens. We are in good hands. It's better than Allstate. It's the federal government. And workers should be the first to be vaccinated. The government workers, they're going to get their shots first because they're the most important people out there. The Treasury Department is poised to sign agreements with other nations to produce currency if the U.S. mints cannot operate. I mean, this bird flu is such bad stuff that they're not going to be able to print dollar bills anymore when it hits this country. So the Treasury Department is now signing agreements with other nations to produce our currency. They've probably been printing our currency for a long time and we just don't know it. But anyway, if U.S. mints cannot operate because of the bird flu, the Pentagon is considering stockpiling millions of latex gloves. They're afraid this is going to get so bad that we're not going to be, and they even mention this. I'm kind of just hitting the high points here. They think this is 240 pages of stuff, people. But they think it's going to be so bad that we're not going to be able to acquire supplies from the Far East. That means Japan's not going to be able to ship stuff over here, maybe because all the Chinese are going to have the bird flu. I don't know. But they say because that we won't be able to acquire supplies from the Far East, then our Pentagon is stockpiling millions of latex gloves. And the Department of Veterans Affairs has developed a drive-through medical exam to quickly assess patients who suspect they have been infected. So you can get a drive-through exam. I don't know. Anyway, I have a little more information on that. But on this drive-through, they're going to be out in... they're going to be at VA hospitals, and they're going to be out in the parking lots. So you can just wheel in there and get your shot or get your temperature taken or whatever, and they'll find out how sick you really are and whether you're going to be one of the 1.9 million Americans that'll die from all of this. They even have these figures in this 240-page document. The document explains how the government will respond to an outbreak And though what could be an 18-month crisis, it could last a year and a half, see, and it could kill 1.9 million Americans. And Bush is going to approve this plan. White House is eager to show it could manage the medical security and economic fallout of this major outbreak. Well, they don't have any problem handling the economic fallout of it because they're going to have a foreign country to produce the money for us. So no big deal. Anyway, as I mentioned, it is in this 240-page plan, and officials are announcing several vaccine manufacturers. They're going to sign contracts with them. Some agencies are far along in preparing for a deadly outbreak. The administration scientists are debating how much vaccine would be needed to immunize against a new strain of avian flu. And they're weighing data now that may affect the strategy on who should have priority for these drugs. Now, this is all published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, and it suggests that instead of giving medicine for first responders and health care workers, it might be wiser to give the drugs to every person with symptoms and then their family and members and people that are in the household with them. The approach offers some real hope for communities to put a dent in the amount of illness and death. A White House official said to keep the 1.8 million federal workers healthy and productive through a pandemic. Now, if they've got a shot that'll keep 1.8 million federal workers just productive, I mean, they've never been productive.
Yeah, what are they waiting for?
Yeah, what in the world are they waiting for? If they'll keep those 1.8 million federal workers healthy and productive, then the Bush administration would tap into its secure stash on medications. They have, Jeff, we're laughing about this, but people, it's not that funny. I mean, can't you see through what this is? A people control thing. It has nothing to do with the bird flu. It's how they're going to handle people when some sort of a situation arises that will give them the authority to do what they want to do, and that is control us all. They're going to cancel all large gatherings. That means there won't be any Super Bowl that year. Encourage schools to close and shift air traffic controllers to busier hubs where the flu has not yet struck. Retired federal employees will be summoned back to work. The National Guard troops could be dispatched to cities facing possible insurrection. Oh, well, we'll have a lot more. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
We have returned just discussing this 240 pages of the National Pandemic Influenza Response Plan. All these things the government is going to do to protect us when the bird flu hits this country. The administration hopes to help contain the first cases overseas. See, that's where it is now. It's overseas. And they're going to rush medical teams and supplies to these foreign countries to stop the bird flu there. If there's a small outbreak in the country, it may behoove us to introduce travel restrictions. I remember I was talking about, you know, this is a people control thing. If they can come up, I say they, you should say of it, I guess, because it is the administration. It is the federal government, but the people out there are they. But anyhow, whoever's doing it can come up with some reason to create a martial law situation. This is exactly what's in the plans. Anyhow, we'd like to introduce travel restrictions. A gentleman called me just today. He had been to Illinois over Easter, Sunday afternoon, Resurrection Sunday afternoon. By the way, Jeff, I've heard a lot of ministers this week just talking about Resurrection Sunday. And I'd never heard that term used so much before this year. Is that something new that's coming out? Do you know?
Don't know. It's just kind of something that I'd rather label it then, you know.
Then Easter. I understand that, but I heard a lot of ministers, yeah. And I'd never heard that before. Because I kind of flipped through to see who was saying what yesterday.
I'm not familiar with that trend.
Okay, well, anyway. He was coming back from Illinois into Missouri on Highway 10 up by Kirksville, Missouri. And Highway 10, I wasn't familiar. I looked on the map. It's just a little old road. I mean, it's not like 65 Highway or one of the major thoroughfares. And he said they must have had a dozen highway patrolmen and sheriff's deputies and those kind of people stopping traffic. And they had a line of traffic stopped. And he was an older gentleman, had his wife with him and another passenger in the car. And he said, we're just checking driver's licenses. So he said he showed him his driver's license. And he didn't even look at it, 2 seconds, handed it back and said, okay, you can go on. He said, have a good day. The cop did. He said, well, it's kind of hard to have a good day when you guys are out here harassing the people. He said, I was having a wonderful day till you stopped me. He said, if I'd have been alone, I'd have probably given a little more of a hard time. But he says, my wife doesn't approve of that too much. But he said, you know, why would, and he told a guy, he said, why would you be doing this on Easter Sunday afternoon when people are coming home from gatherings and church meetings and this sort of thing, you know? But this, I think this is just part of the planned harassment. And he said, is it something they're doing in Missouri? I said, I don't know. But I said, I'll bet it's happening all over the country. It's probably coming down from above. This would just be a good day to antagonize the Christians. Because, you know, if they're Buddhist, if they're Islamic, whatever, they're not going to get harassed. But today, Easter Sunday, be a good day just to get out there and kind of gig them a little bit. Well, let's take another break. I got off the subject. We'll be back because the administration is going to protect us from the bird flu.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. We have a special offer for RBN listeners. We have a very limited supply of the very large quarter-ounce brilliant uncirculated 5-peso Uruguay gold coin minted in 1930. This 8-piece package contains more than 2 ounces of pure gold and is available for $1,431 delivered. Volume discounts apply to those of you who want to purchase 3 or more of these packages. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 or visit our website at republictradinggroup.com and order online. With many analysts calling for gold to double and even triple due to the heightened tensions in the Middle East, there's never been a better time to secure your wealth. Once again, that number to call is 1-800-691-7898 and speak to Jeffrey Bennett or myself.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Now, let's go back to this 240-page document that the president is going to sign here immediately. And he says the administration hopes to help contain the first cases overseas, and that's why they'd introduce travel restrictions, and that's how I got off the subject talking about travel restrictions. Got a call that said... In Missouri, those roadblocks, as we were mentioning a moment ago, are funded by MoDOT. That's Missouri Department of Transportation. But that they don't have that kind of money. They're getting their money. You can bet. You can just bet this is a national plan. But let's get back to the bird flu situation. Even an effective commitment effort would merely postpone the inevitable. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, friends and neighbors, it is going to be inevitable. We are going to get the bird flu. Says so right here. Even an effective containment effort would merely postpone the inevitable. Before we are able to contain it overseas, it will arrive on our shores in multiple locations. Don't say it might. Doesn't say it could. It says it will. Great big W-I-L-L there. It will land here in the United States. The Department of Health and Human Services would take the lead on medical aspects, but Homeland Security would have overall authority. Okay? Bush is expected to adopt this new interagency task force coordinate the Federal Response, and a high-level disaster response group. The federal government, as well as private businesses, should expect as much as 40% of its workforce to be out during this pandemic. In other words, about 4 out of 10 are going to get it. Some will be sick or dead. Others could be depressed. I get depressed just studying this stuff. Are caring for a loved one or staying at home to prevent spread of the virus. Now here we go. The Agriculture Department, with 4 million square feet of office space in Washington, D.C., and not mentioning how many billions of square office space there is scattered around over the United States, there's 4 million square feet of it in Washington, D.C., would likely stagger shifts. Well, I've seen a few of those USDA people staggering a time or two, but they were coming out of a bar. They weren't in the office. Closed cafeterias. They would close their cafeterias. They would cancel face-to-face meetings. The USDA, that's the Department of Agriculture, has bought masks, gloves, hand sanitizers, and hired extra nurses. Now, they've already done this and compiled a list of retired employees who could be temporarily rehired. A 24-hour employee hotline would provide medical advice and work updates. Agriculture has consistency plans, contingency plans, for meeting the payrolls of several federal departments totaling 600,000 people. Now, when they talk about several federal departments, I'm not sure what they're discussing here. I don't know how many people really work for the USDA, how many employees they have that are like meat inspection or maybe some of these others. But the USDA pays 600,000 people. Now, my mind isn't all that sharp. I forget things sometimes, but I remember Ronald Reagan. Can you remember Ronald Reagan? You know, a lot of people today can't. I mean, we have a young generation out here now. But I remember when Ronald Reagan took office, he was going to cut back on the federal employees. He was going to minimize government. Remember that? At that time, and here's what I can't remember, I just think there were 80,000 people that worked for the Department of Agriculture. Now, maybe it was 60,000 people, and when he left office, it was 80,000 people. Maybe it was 80,000 people, and when he left office, it was over that. I don't remember. But I do know that the United States Department of Agriculture grew by about 15 or 20% while he was in office. Ronald Reagan. Yet he came to Washington to eliminate a lot of these programs, okay? Anyhow, the USDA has masks and gloves and hand sanitizers for all these people. And they also have this 24-hour hotline just to provide medical advice. Now, the Veterans Administration has 153 hospitals that are stocking up on medications, equipment, and food and water. Now, here's where we get into this parking lot thing. The VA hospitals will have nurses and doctors standing out in the parking lots with thermometers and laptop computers to drive through exams. Modeled after its successful drive through vaccination programs last fall, the parking lot plan is to keep the flow of patients moving rapidly. You know, some of these modern Catholic churches now have drive-through confessional booths. Did you know that, Jeff? A big neon sign up there says, honk and tell or go to hell. Anyway, let's take a break. We'll be right back. More on this plan to keep us from getting bird flu right after these messages. Stay tuned. Our number's 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
When people ask me how they can make a difference, I tell them to join the Paragon Foundation. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
Paragon Foundation is a foundation that was formed nearly 10 years ago. And as we've talked before, we never had any idea when we put this foundation together that Paragon would grow to the size that it has or have members in all 50 states and become kind of a national organization. But that foundation was created to protect property rights, constitutional rights, and civil rights, and protect those rights from people that that didn't have the ability to protect themselves. We do a lot of educating. We do a lot of passing information on to help people to protect their property. We have done some litigation. But we feel like that where we do the very best job is traveling and speaking and educating people about what they need to do in preparation to protect their property.
Join the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
Homeowners, if you want to spend less on your bills, how about reducing your mortgage payment up to 35%? It's easy with Quicken Loans. Just write down this number, 800-221-7188. Quicken Loans can show you how to cut your mortgage payment up to 35% so you can make your money work harder, like paying off high-interest credit card bills, affording home improvements, or increasing your retirement savings. Just call Quicken Loans at 800-221-7188. With over 150 exclusive loan products, the mortgage experts at Quicken Loans have something for you. This could be the most valuable call you make all year. Find out how you can cut your monthly mortgage payment up to 35%. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-221-7188. 800-221-7188. Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-221-7188.
If you think you've missed out on the gold bull market, don't worry. The big move has only just begun. Gold recently hit $600 an ounce, just like Swiss America said it would. Even the mainstream media is now reporting gold may outperform stocks for years to come. Swiss America CEO Craig Smith recently told CNBC that $600 gold is just the beginning of the second phase of this bull market. And best of all, a new Swiss America special alert explains why gold and silver coins are a great value. So it's not too late. Call Swiss America today at this special alert at 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. Call for your special alert. If you don't own gold already, buy it. If you do, buy some more. That's what I'm doing. Call Swiss America. When gold hits $700, you can thank me and Swiss America.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, a man who says, a friend is someone who'll buy your lunch knowing you're not tax deductible. Jerry Brownfield!
Now, that buying your lunch thing, you know, we have a couple of congressmen, good guys that come in here. They're both farm boys, and they do a pretty good job. And I said, come by, I'll buy you lunch. I can't do that anymore. He says, you know, they won't let us. They won't let us accept. I said, that's a good deal. I said, you buy mine, no problem. And they don't want to do that either. I don't know what's the matter with these jake legs. But anyway, a little bit more here, and then we'll move on. But there's stuff in here we've got to know. The federal government's plan, again, on what to do when this bird flu gets to our shores, which it is going to do according to this 240-some pages, is going to rely on quick distribution of medications and vaccine. They are bound and determined that everybody in this country is going to get vaccinated. For one reason or another, we got to get vaccinated, okay? The Strategic National Stockpile has 5.1 million courses of Tamiflu on hand. Wonder what it really is. The goal is to secure a total of 51 million by late 2008. The administration will pay one quarter of the cost of antivirals bought by the states. The Pentagon, the Veterans Administration, the USDA, and the Transportation Department all have their own stockpile. And then in closing, I'm going to quote Mike
Levitt. He is the Secretary of the Health and Human Services Agency. He says, any community that fails to prepare with the expectation that the federal government can come to the rescue will be tragically wrong. Well, I would assume that that was probably one of the best statements made in this whole thing, that if you're going to count on the federal government, you're going to be tragically disappointed. But why are they doing all this if they know they're going to be wrong anyhow? Let's go to the telephones. Mark in Las Vegas. Hi, Mark. You're up next.
Hey, sir. First-time caller. And I felt prompted to finally give you a call. I've been listening to you for a while. Listening on the Internet on GCN. And I want to say you're one of the few people that I've heard that I think get this issue totally correct. I think you're right that this is an embellished threat. But there are so many problems with the propaganda being put out on so many levels. And I guess the background I come from and the reason why I so agree with you, I was in the Marine Corps on active duty for 4 years. So I was in the grunts. I was infantry. And just before I got out, since they made us take the shots, even though we're about to get out, you know, I had to get the first three anthrax shots. I've had health problems ever since, and I've seen that, number one, the government couldn't care less about us. They don't care about their own troops. Does anybody document our health problems or track those or see how we're doing in the VA or anywhere else in the government? No. They couldn't care less about us. And so the first problem I have is this idea that, number one, the government would care enough about us to tell us if this was a real threat. Why would they care enough to tell us? Secondly, why should we trust any so-called antidote that they would like to administer if they're so careless and reckless in every other area? Why would we also trust them here? I can't logically conclude anything other than the fact that the bird flu itself is more of a hoax used to get us with the real threat, which is going to be their shots, these vaccines. That's the only thing I can logically conclude whatsoever. The other questions I have, if you have real health problems, and this is happening more and more often, you go in and complain. Say you go complain of flu-like symptoms at the doctor's office. What are they going to do? They're going to try to put you on Prozac and tell you to get lost. I mean, I had a gallstone causing me incapacitating abdominal pain. What the VA tried to do, they tried to put me on Prozac for a gallstone. I walked around for 2 years with that thing. You go complain of flu-like symptoms, they're going to tell you to get lost. Who's tracking the flu? Can you remember the last time you'd gone in and complained of flu-like problems and they've done a blood test to figure out, yeah, you have the flu? So I want to know, who's tracking this? How are they tracking this bird flu thing anyway? How would they do that? They don't listen to people very well.
Okay. Hey, we're going to run out of time here. We need to move along. Are you, you mentioned you've had problems since you took the anthrax shot, though. What kind of problems did you have? Are you familiar with Joyce Riley?
Oh, yes.
Okay, see, she's talked about this in great detail. In fact, she has literally donated her life to how the government treats their service people.
Oh, yes, I know. She knows me.
Okay. But, hey, appreciate your call. Keep listening. Okay, let's go to Florence in Wisconsin. Hi, Florence, you're on the air.
Jerry, you know, you mentioned something about foreign countries that will make our money. Now, what makes it, we have enough counterfeiters here in the United States making the, I call it phony money. But if we have it the other countries, who's going to watch them really make the money and the correct amount? Because before you know it, we're going to have a lot of phony money here.
Yeah, that's what I mentioned when I saw that in their 240-page document. They said they were going to have the foreigners make money for us. I said, I think they've been printing money over there in these other nations for years, and we just haven't caught up with them, but whatever.
Well, what makes me laugh is because they says you mentioned foreign countries. Well, how many countries are they going to, what's wrong, aren't they going to get the bird flu there too?
Apparently not. They're going to take the vaccine.
You know, another thing that I want to discuss, just confess, these foreign countries, what are we supposed to do, furnish all the shots for them? I mean, can take care of their own people? What are we supposed to be, the Bank of America for all these foreign countries that have supposedly the bird flu?
It looks like it, doesn't it?
I'll tell you what, America better wake up because, Derry, I'm... I tell everybody that I know to listen to your program because I think you're very, very, very good on all the subjects you talk about.
Well, I appreciate your kind comments. Keep listening, Florence.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, let's go to Kathy in Missouri. Hi, Kathy. You're on the air.
I have been wondering about this bird flu thing. Overseas, it's like 4 cases out of a million. But over here, it's going to be 4 cases out of 10 people. And I'm thinking the only reason that that's going to happen is because of all the neurotic hypochondriacs we have over here.
Well, that may be. I think it's because of the vaccines that they want us to take. I don't know. But, you know, if you really study what's behind Agenda 21... And like I've said time and time again, don't believe me. Read Al Gore's book. He explains all this. And Agenda 21, it falls right in line with Al Gore's book, but there's too many people on the face of the earth, and we've got to get rid of some of them. And, in fact, we had this Dr. Death thing. We talked about him last week. He's a professor there in Texas. He says we need to eliminate 90% of the people. And he says, you know, the humans are no better than bacteria. We're just a curse on the face of the earth. And there's just too many of us, and we're destroying the ecosystems. And he's in favor of eliminating 90% of the people. But if you look at what Prince Charles has written, and you can, this stuff's all available. It's easy to get it. Like I said, Al Gore's book is a prime example. But hey, there's too many people here, according to these Gaia worshippers, and they say we've got to eliminate a high percentage of them. So anyway, it looks like maybe that's what they're working on. I don't know, Kathy.
Well, I think it would be pretty easy to put some of that in those chemtrails and. Just spread it all over everywhere, wouldn't it?
I have no idea. I don't know what they're doing. We do know, though, that that times are a-changing. But, Kathy, thanks for the call. You have another... okay, Jeff, a while ago I mentioned when the gentleman was telling me about the patrol stopping traffic on Sunday afternoon, and I made the comment, you know, why do it on Sunday? Why? And on Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, Jeff, if that is better for you. But anyway, we all know what Easter is and what Resurrection Sunday is all about. And here, why? This was like in the middle of the afternoon on this particular Sunday. And Nancy Levant writes an interesting article here. I'm just going to give you a couple of her comments. But she said one of the best are... Oh, and by the way, I don't know if you've seen this or not, but they have run several shows about Jesus and the crucifixion this past weekend. I didn't watch one of them. My son did. And he was talking about how it was actually blasphemous. He said part of it was right. They put enough biblical in there to make it sound right, and then they blaspheme at the end, you know. And there these cartoons, I won't say Sesame Street, and that's not it. What is the street to park? Park something park. South Park. South Park ran cartoons this weekend about Jesus defecating on the American flag. I didn't see it. I got it off of Fox News. Fox would not show that. But anyway, this whole country has turned anti-Christian. Now, when I say the whole country, I'm talking mainly about the powers that be. But let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
I'm going to Wanda first.
We are back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Sorry about that, Jeff.
I'm going back to Nancy Levant and what she was. We were talking about how you saw so much on television come out just this past weekend, the Resurrection Sunday, that actually just blasphemy as far as the biblical accounts of the resurrection is concerned. And here's what Nancy Levant writes. She says, one of the best arguments against the global movement to end the Christian religion is that globalist elites do not pound upon all religions. Globalists want the world's people to believe their sustainability ruse, and they want the world's people to be pantheists. That's the people that are worship the earth, in order that they willingly live as serfs and tenants. But Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, and all the others are not slated for planned extinction, as deliberated by Global Ecology, Agenda 21, and the think tankers. Elite globalists are after the demise of Christianity exclusively. This may be for the sole purpose of eliminating the United States government, which declares that man has unalienable rights. It may be for the sole purpose of taking down the belief in unalienable rights, which include liberty. You can't be a global citizen with liberty or property, nor can you have a mindset that gives human freedom omnipotent foundation. Anyway, so much for that, but you can just see it happening, people, and if you were watching many different television shows this past weekend, you could see exactly how they how the planners are getting the media to literally try to destroy belief in the resurrection. Okay, let's go to Wanda in Missouri. Hi, Wanda. You're up next, as you knew you were going to be, because I'll let that slip out over the air. You're on the air.
Okay, hi there. Regarding the forced vaccinations, we have a bill in Missouri. It's HB 1071. that the House is already it's passed out of committee and the House is ready to vote on it, but the governor is against it, and we need to, some people to encourage our representatives to hang in there with this and to make calls to the governor.
All right, now this is not for forced vaccinations. It's anti-forced vaccinations, is it not?
Is it will remove the health department's authority to add new vaccine mandates, and this limits their ability to add to force us to have these new vaccines, and it's something that we sounds like we need to move pretty fast on to get this stopped.
You know, I have seen, and I don't know if it's in some states or where I've seen it. I can't remember, but somewhere. Maybe it's in some state bill somewhere that it would be a felon. You would be accused of a felony if you did not take the mandated vaccines. You know, if that's the case, then you couldn't own a gun. You couldn't do a lot of things. But, hey, thanks for the call, Wanda. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
I never really thought I needed to wear one, but thank God I wore it anyway.
My daughter insisted that I wear it. As it turns out, I'm really glad she did.
I am so glad I was wearing this.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But living alone comes with risk. What if you suddenly became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to your residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day.
This little pendant was a lifesaver.
For a free brochure, call 1-800-897-3777. That's 1-800-897-3777. Act now and receive a free smoke detector with 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-897-3777.
And we have returned. We've had several callers again wanting to know about this 240-page document. It is the National Pandemic Influenza Response Plan. Okay. Let's go to Eric in Arkansas. Hi, Eric. You're on the air.
I'd like to make two comments. One, with the culling of these 1 million or plus birds in these third world countries in Asia and Eastern Europe, this is a traditional source of food. We are literally creating a poverty situation. They're going to have to become dependent on the UN for their food. Now, the second comment I'd like to make is on this New Freedom Initiative, the BioShield with the forced vaccinations, the national ID cards, and the immigration is all being controlled by the Health and Human Services. The Health and Human Services system is going to be what's going to take the place of what's going to control everything in the end. This is where the major computer systems are being set up. This is where the major control systems are being created. So it's not talked about much, but the Health and Human Services is something that we must keep an eye on, because that, in the end, that is what's going to be on top. I'd like to thank you, Derry. Keep up the good work.
Okay, you mentioned the fact that they're killing all these chickens over in Asia. They have killed millions of chickens. And here's another problem that you mentioned, that a lot of chicken is consumed by human food supply there in Asia. They also eat a lot of ducks. Ducks is a big deal in Asia. But as far as the chicken farmers are concerned, and I mentioned this, I believe it was last Friday, but one day last week, that quite a few, several of these chicken farmers are committing suicide because they have everything that they own invested in these chickens, and they come in and they don't have an indemnity plan. Just like here in the United States, and I don't know whether they'd have an indemnity plan if we had to kill millions of cattle or not, but like with the brucellosis law, the brucellosis is contagious abortion or Bang's disease or whatever. They always paid the farmers for the cattle. Sometimes farmers said, oh, we didn't get what they were worth, but they paid something. And it wasn't that far off of market value. They usually paid like they were slaughter cattle, unless they were registered cattle, and then they had a little different fee they put on if you could prove that the cattle were pedigreed or whatever. But anyway, over there, they don't have any kind of an indemnity. So if they come in and kill your chickens, they just take everything that these farmers have, literally, because everything they have is tied up in these chickens. And you say, well, it doesn't affect all of the healthy flock still exist. But according to the information I had on this, is that the people in India and the areas where this chicken flu has really been a problem, they've quit eating chicken. So even the farmers that have chickens that are healthy can't sell them. So it is really, you mentioned poverty, it has really thrown a lot of people in that area into a poverty situation. But good enough, we know that Bill Gates certainly is not in a poverty situation. He is going to host the Chinese president in the very near future, on April the 18th, that's tomorrow, he will be hosting President Hu. And he has 100 people coming in for this dinner. He has a home that's 66,000 square feet overlooking Lake Washington. It has 7 bedrooms, 6 kitchens, 24 bathrooms, 1 library, reception hall, and an artificial estuary stocked with salmon and trout. And anyway, these Chinese are coming over there, and they're going to buy at least $800 million worth of his PCs. And I didn't get an invitation, but several other outstanding individuals of my caliber have. And sorry about that. But anyway, it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
The clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.